As I said, this is part of a two-panel setup, which overall is connected with the fact that openness and freedom are basically requirements for science to work at all. And we'll look deeper into that matter today in the area of scientific communication and publishing. And we'll see that openness and freedom in that area translate to open access to published results, and we'll have a contribution on that. That it translates to transparent, fair, and efficient means for assuring quality and for impact assessment. We'll have a talk on that too. We'll see tomorrow that it translates to open access to primary data and processing methods as well. And then there is the more general issue of open, transparent technical means for scientific practice and for publication as well as for providing access to the results. And that is the overall issue of this conference. So we won't tackle that specifically in this panel. We then thought it would be useful to have some illustration of what Volker Grasmuck in his opening yesterday said, freedom works. So we wanted to present some working examples to you of that fact. And that resulted in a choice of panelists who are sitting here, namely Shukun Lin, on the very right. Shukun is president of Molecular Diversity Preservation International, based in Basel. And Shukun is founder and editor-in-chief of the open access journal Molecules. He'll be the first to present his experiences to you. In a speech entitled 9 years publication of Molecules and other open access chemistry journals at MDPI.org. Second to speak will be Jean-Claude Guidon. Jean-Claude is professor of comparative literature at the University of Montreal, and his talk will be on ensuring the creation of symbolic and institutional value in open access. Third speaker, who's not present on the floor now, but will join us again, is Stephen Harnott. Stephen has the Canada Research Chair in Cognitive Science at the University of Quebec in Montreal, too. And he also is founder of Cogprint's ePrint Archive and ePrint Self-Archiving Initiative at Southampton University. Stephen will be talking about what he calls the green and gold roads to open access to refereed research. Now, before handing over to the panelists, I'd like to mention some practicalities. We thought up to 25 minutes should be enough for all speakers. That gives us time to take one or two questions from the floor after each presentation, a maximum of two, because we then want to have a closing discussion. And I would like that closing discussion to be a bit more vivid, to reflect Eben Moglen's intro statement that our community can live with some dissonance on top of solidarity. So I hope we'll see some of that. And now I give over to Shukun, and please enjoy.